I'm busy anyway, so give this job to my friend here. He loves playing in the jungle, right?
Right. That's right.
Hey, why don't we have dinner?
Sure, when?
In 1,000 years.
Too soon.
What's his fucking problem?
He wants to be president.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Broken, the school's closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, everybody we rollin'. Everybody we rollin'. With some light-skinned girls and some Kelly Rollins. In this white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cruel world, I see you in the morning. I see you in the morning. This is way too much, I need a moment. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. I'm tripping off the power. Till then, that the world's ours. Kissing nail in the whole cast. Telling me he said they could kiss my whole ass. More specifically, they could kiss my ass. I'm an ass. Napoleon, my furs is Mongolian. My ice brought the goalies and I embody every characteristic of the egotistic. He knows he's so f***ing gifted. I just needed time alone with my own thoughts. Got treasures in my mind but couldn't open up my own vault. My talent, like creativity, purity and honesty is honestly being crowded by these grown thoughts. Reality is catching up with me. Taking my inner child, I'm fighting for a custody. But these responsibilities that they entrusted me. As I look down at my diamond encrusted piece, thinking no one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the powder. Till then, that the world's ours. Translation with a whole f***ing nation. They say I was the Obama nation of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start the conversation. At the end of the day, God, I'm killing this. I know damn well y'all feeling this. I don't need your f***, I'm on my own. I ain't got a power trip. Who you going home with? How ye doing? I'm surviving. I was drinking earlier, now I'm driving. What a bad f***.
Power go. rushed home from work like I always do. I spend my whole day just thinking of you. When I walk through the front door, my whole life was changed. 'Cause nobody answered when I called your name. A note on the table that told me goodbye. It said you grown weary of living a lie. Oh, your love has ended, but mine still remains. But nobody answers when I call your name.
The one, the only.
Oh no!
Yes!
I called it!
Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary
Macho Man,
Randy Savage! Savage coming in via the top rope, Randy Savage, yes!
Well, there's Captain Schizo.
Look at this, Randy Savage, elbowing. It's all over everybody. Look at that. IRS goes up. And into Martel, Martel and IRS out of the ring. Randy Savage, a one-man gang, and the official has lost complete control of this. Oh, no.
Somebody's got to do something.
Randy Savage is doing something all right. It's Randy Savage and Diesel. Diesel slammed to the canvas.
Randy Savage going out.
Randy Savage going out. Mayhem has broken out here. The Boston Gun. Randy Savage, yes, with the elbow. The cover. The count. Yeah. Razor Ramon just might be the superstar of the year. Look at this. Razor Ramon with Erwin Arnshester down.
Oh, yes. God.
And that could do it. Come on, let's see it.
Am I still in the running for Superstar of the Year?
The Razor's Edge is coming up. Don't be ridiculous, Bobby Heenan.
I don't think I'll get him in the Razor's Edge.
And Razor Ramon setting up Erwin Arnshester. Yes, had him across the back.
That's power. That's a powerful man.
And look at this in the middle of the ring. Canvas.
No.
Cover one.
No.
Yay.
Now it's three against two.
Martel off the rope. Jannetty going downstairs. Jannetty now to the.
Marty Jannetty trying to set up the model. Rick Martel. Ooh.
Even though there's little pads on there, that's still a steel post.
Right behind it, you bet.
Marty Jannetty, former Intercontinental Champion. And Jannetty snapping over. In a cover, one, two, and...
No, that was close.
Yes, it was.
Too close.
Here comes the kid again. And look, he keep coming.
Look at this, the model, double team, and no cover.
For sure there was going to be a follow-up, I thought. No. The buckle now. Martel reversing things. The kid goes to the buckle.
Here comes the model. And the kid hooks him.
Oh, no.
One, two, yes, yes, yes.
I can't believe this. The 1-2-3 kid beat the model.
Well, wait a minute. Stay with it. Stay with it. Yes.
Oh, no. Who won this match? Who won this match?
Can you believe this?
Down.
Driving over tonight where all them car dealerships is, we're gonna leave this heap in the parking lot, pick up a car the cops don't know nothing about. Where's Milton?
Well, that's what I want to tell you. See, she was bugging me the whole time. She got pissy with me because I wouldn't let her carry the bag, and then she started running her fucking mouth about, you know, like, because I couldn't remember where the car was parked right away when we came out. So then she got on me about that. Is it this aisle, Lewis? Is it that aisle, Lewis? It's totally fucking with my nerves, man.
So what, you left her there?
I shot her.
You shot Melanie?
Twice. In the parking lot.
You couldn't talk to her?
Well, how can you talk to her?
You know, you couldn't just hit her?
Maybe, but at that moment, I don't know.
You shot her twice? Is she dead?
I pretty much.
What do you mean, pretty much, Lewis? That ain't no fucking answer. Yes or no? Is she dead?
I think so.
You think so? Tell me, Lewis.
She's dead.
But where'd you shoot her?
In the chest and the stomach.
If he had to do it, then he had to do it, bro. What we don't want is that bitch surviving on us. Not anybody but that woman. Lewis.
What?
Where's the rest of it?
How much is there?
I don't know, maybe 40, should maybe less.
Well, you said 550.
Yeah, so you lied, ain't you? You lied about $500,000.
Look, man, that's the bag she came out with. She never put a hand in it, neither did I.
Came out of where?
Out of the fitting room. It went down exactly the way it was supposed to.
How long was she in there?
A minute, not even a minute. She came right out.
Oh, she telling me the truth.
Listen, I swear to fucking God, man, I swear on my life, she came out with that fucking bag, and I took it from her.
And then what?
And that was it. We went to the parking lot.
Well, you shot her.
That's right.
Lewis, we should have Melanie in a room somewhere with $500,000. I worked my ass off to get waiting for you.
Fuck you for asking me that.
Hey, I'm not a bitch trying to set me
fuck
up.
You, she
didn't
ask you. Fuck you, brother. How could you fucking ask me that?
Shit. Pull the call, man.
You ask me that.
All right, so where's the gun you shot her with?
It's in there. Well, what the fuck's that gonna tell you? I could have taken two out already.
It's Jackie Brown.
Well, you know, if she got it, well, why didn't she take it all?
Oh, I'd be sure and ask that bitch before I blow her brains out.
Well, maybe the feds got her.
See, if there wasn't nothing in that bag but them towels, then maybe she didn't get a chance to take the money out of her suitcase and the ATF got it. But she put them books in there to trick her ass.
Well, that's why I didn't check it, because the bag felt right.
That's right. And then she puts 40 grand or so in there to rub that shit in my face. You know what I'm saying? She wants me to know she ripped me off.
I don't know. Unless, you know, either she's got it or the feds got it.
Or, now check this out. What if she gave the money to somebody else first before Melanie even went in the dressing room?
Uh-huh. Oh, man, you know what?
What?
You know who I saw in the dress department?
No, tell me.
And I didn't think anything of it. I did wonder what he was doing there. I wondered what he was doing there, but I thought it had nothing to do with us. Like, maybe he's with his wife or his girlfriend. It's a big place.
Lewis. You go tell me who you saw?
Yeah, Max Cherry.
Max Cherry? You see Max Cherry in the dress department where we... Man, look at me when I'm talking to you. You see that motherfucker in the dress department when we about to get $500,000 and you don't think nothing about him being there?
No, why? Do they know each other?
Hell yeah, they know each other. He bonded ass out of county.
Well, how am I supposed to know
you
that?
You know he a bail bondsman, don't you? You know all them motherfuckers is crooked as a barrel of snakes, don't you?
Why should I think something's weird if I don't know nothing about them?
I don't want to hear no fucking excuses, man.
I ain't giving you fucking excuses, man. And I'm telling you, I'm giving you fucking reasons.
Oh. You gonna tell me the reason you lost every goddamn cent I got in the world?
Hey, man.
You gonna tell me reasons?
You better...
Let me tell you the reason, motherfucker. The reason is your ass ain't worth the shit more.
You better fucking back off, man.
What the fuck happened to you, man? Your ass used to be beautiful.
Yeah. Steel, shoot that woman.
Bang! You're dead!
Do you think it's all right? Leaving Tommy by the neighbor. You would think he had sight. Staring up the lights. Do you think it's all right?
I think it's all right. Yes, I think it's all right.
Yeah. sun, the answer is clear. I look in the mirror and see what I feel.
Eddie Shore?
Oh, piss on Eddie Shore.
Old-time hockey?
Piss on old-time hockey. You're blowing it. Boys, every scout in the NHL is out there tonight with contracts in their pocket, and they're looking for talent, for winners. Oh, all my years of publicity, all the fashion shows, radio thugs for nothing. They come here tonight to scout the Chiefs. The toughest team in the Federal League. Not this bunch of pussies.
Scouts?
We'll be right back.
Tree.